From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Ethiopia are strong partners as he visits the African Union's headquarters in Addis Ababa today. He is urging the government there to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. In a news conference on Monday with Ethiopia's president, Haile Mariam Desalegn, Mr. Obama praised Ethiopia's economic record and said,
"But in the past 15 years, Ethiopia has lifted millions of people out of poverty. We're working closely together to improve food security, to help farmers plant drought-resistant and higher-yield crops. We're building resilience to climate change. Fewer people are suffering needlessly from preventable diseases like malaria. More children are getting an education."
The president also said he held frank discussions with the prime minister and called for opening space for journalists and opposition voices, which he said will strengthen rather than inhibit the ruling party's agenda. Tomorrow, he visits the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa after spending the day on Ethiopia and South Sudan today. The U.S. says it is working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign that will escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight against militants in the region. A U.S. official told news agencies the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border with Syria. But the official said the joint U.S.-Turkey military operation will not include the imposition of a no-fly zone in the region, which is a long-standing Turkish demand. The U.S. is concerned that the creation of such a no-fly zone to halt Syrian government air raids in the region would draw American forces further into the four-year fight to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. is, however, backing Turkey in its offensive. This is VOA News. A terror attack in India's Punjab province and state has left at least 10 people dead and prompted authorities to increase security along the border with Pakistan. Officials say 3 to 4 heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues first fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed to a police complex where they stormed the building. Commandos and police reinforcements in the town of Dinangar rushed to the scene, engaging in a nearly 12-hour gun battle that killed the attackers. Officials say security forces are now searching the building. Separately, investigators say 5 bombs were found on railroad tracks in the countryside, suggesting more attacks were planned. It is not clear who was behind the Monday assault. The U.S. special envoy to the 6-party talks on North Korea's controversial nuclear program is meeting this week with officials in South Korea, China, and Japan. The discussion, whether to restart the long-stalled negotiations with Pyongyang to end its nuclear program. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Seoul this is the first such high-level diplomatic visit to the region since the Iran nuclear agreement was announced.
In Seoul Monday, Sidney Seiler, the U.S. special envoy for the 6-party talks, said the U.S. is ready to negotiate a deal with Pyongyang as it had recently worked with Iran to limit its nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief.
The recent progress in our efforts at denuclearization with Iran provides an excellent example of the U.S. flexibility and willingness to engage with countries with whom we've had long-standing differences.
Washington continues to demand Pyongyang take actions to halt its nuclear development before any new talks can begin. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
The death toll is up to 18 following Sunday's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by militant group al-Shabaab. 5 more deaths were reported Monday, including that of a Chinese embassy staff member who was injured in the powerful truck bomb blast. Ambulance services say searchers also pulled 4 bodies from the rubble of the partially destroyed hotel. President Barack Obama said Monday the attack is a reminder that terrorist groups like al-Shabaab offered nothing but death and destruction and need to be stopped. World markets tumbled Monday after the main Chinese stock market suffered its biggest plunge in 8 years. Shortly after the opening, the Dow Jones Industrial hit its lowest level in over 5 months, and the Nasdaq Composite also its lowest point in 4 weeks. The Chinese government's dramatic efforts to prop up the mainland's falling stock market suffered a serious setback as the major indices suffered their biggest single-day plunge in 8 years. The Shanghai Composite Index, for instance, lost 8.5%. Analysts are attributing the sell-offs to investors' profit-taking following the government's massive capital support, which succeeded in bolstering shares over the past 3 weeks. Others say the markets are reacting negatively to the International Monetary Fund pushing China to unwind its intervention. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.